Welcome to Our PBC Life, a safe place for all to tune in and enjoy. We hope that today's sermon inspires and encourages you. You can stay connected with us on our social media at MyPBCLife or through our website at pbclife.ca. Be blessed and enjoy.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, church. Good morning online again. Happy Mother's Day worldwide. God bless you. As we continue today, I just have just a brief word to share with you, just to encourage you as I wish Happy Mother's Day. Today's message is just a reminder of who mothers are. And mothers are spiritual mothers as well as normal mothers or birthing mothers, spiritual mothers, we're all mothers. So I'm continuing in Matthew. We're on almost towards the end of it, and we want to reshape society's culture. You know who changes everything? Mothers. There is no one who can make a dent in society like when women stand up and said, enough. And so I want to just use this word as we go through the book of Matthew, and my message today is the protective force of women. The protective force of women, the protective force of mothers. And there are other women, there are women like myself. I have children all over the world. Today, my WhatsApp has been beeping for all my sons in different countries. My son in Liberia, he was the first one. I'll remind him what time it was, but he was the first one to wish me happy Mother's Day. Well, yeah, he was there before us, so I woke up to it going, who's dinging me at this hour in the morning? But it was one of my spiritual children. And so we get to raise kids. You know, those that of you that have not given birth naturally, can I just tell you the best part about being a spiritual mom or an auntie like I am is that you don't get to take home the troubles with you every day. That's why my gray hair is not as much as all of you. Okay, we send them back. So praise God. So rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Amen. Praise God. Women, especially mothers, have a way of gathering everyone for occasions. And men and fathers, while there's an appreciation for what you do to hold the family together, to provide for the family, and to instill values into the family, there's a special touch on mothers to just hold the family together, to bring the family together, or simply gather the families together. Have you ever noticed that when a matriarch dies, that there's fragmentation in the family? I see so many nodding their heads, right? Because it's that motherly touch that holds it all together. And so if you stop and think for a moment at all the times your mom did things just to bring together everyone for special occasions or even non-occasions, or to be a part of something special that someone else is doing, or whether you liked it or not, she'd be like, we're going, everyone's coming. And we gather because it's a gift that God gave mothers. So today's passage will call us to the remembrance that women, mothers, have ways of bringing safety, shelter, and surety, just like God the Father. He has shown us in the physical that women have this capacity. And when a mother is unable to accomplish the three things that I just mentioned, safety, shelter, or surety, just like God our Father, then there is a grieving that happens at such inability. And it is a primary thing when mothers are happy when they see their children fulfilled. It's almost like they can live through vicariously through their kids because it pleases them. It makes them happy when all is going well, just as God the Father does for all his children. So today it's a prophetic message message to society that women, although we're very emotional beings, this text shows that God also has very strong emotions over children. It's his children, especially today. And God has an emotion that we need to notice here. God grieves. God grieves. Chapter 23, verse 37 to 39. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones God's messengers. How often I have wanted to gather your children and together as a hen protects her chicks beneath her wings, but you wouldn't let me. And now look, your house is abandoned and desolate. For I tell you this, you will never see me again until you say, blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Father, communicate this message through this vessel today. I ask, O God, open our hearts and minds to receive this very simple word in Jesus' name. Amen. God grieves. God grieves. Jesus was declaring in this passage very directly. The Message version of the Bible says, how often I've ached to embrace you children, the way a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you wouldn't let me. And now you're so desolate, nothing but a ghost town. The message today is reminding us that God grieves. And a mother is like a hen who protects her chicks. And God is like a mother to us because he birthed us. He put breath in us, which is the birthing of humanity. Folks, whenever a bird sees danger, it will make a sound that gets the young chicks to run back to it. And they'll find shelter under that bird's wings. And God created them this way with a capacity to putting so many of their chicks under their wings. You can't even imagine how it's possible. It doesn't matter how many chicks a bird has. As long as there's danger, it will get all of the chicks under its wings. It will open up until it just seems like this is beyond imagination. Because a mother hen watches for danger. And when she sees an animal or a predator that could hurt her chicks, she makes a clucking sound to warn them to come to mama. And the baby chicks have learned, trust your mama, run quickly, get under the wing of your mama, because that's where your safety is. And that is why God, who's the one who protects us, he also nourishes us. A mother hen, will do the same for feeding and nourishing her babies. If they're not coming to the food, she'll make that clucking sound. It's like, come, come, come. Do you know, like when moms cook, come, everybody come to the table. And how many of you know there are grandmas, if you went to their house, you just stopped to say hi, but you couldn't leave. She was going to get the pot on. The food had to be cooked. And if she didn't have time to cook, she'd open the cupboard, empty it, and tell you to take it home. Although you could buy more groceries than she could. Anybody been there? It's a protective force. They want to nourish you. And so it's the same that we see. God gives us these illustrations of how a hen not only protects but nourishes. Because women are gifted to provide safety, shelter, and love. Look at this video just for a moment and you're going to see what I mean this morning. Did you see the nurturing? Online, did you see the nurturing? Did you notice how she would peck along
to make sure they know what to do. And then she would gather them over, and then she'd begin to take it out. That is the same nurturing force of mothers and the protective force that women give. When a mother sees danger, she warns. When she sees danger, she prays. When she sees danger, she opens her arms. When she sees danger, she becomes relentless. When she sees danger, she mourns. And so this passage in Matthew that I just read, it is a prophetic declaration that Jesus gave at the end of Matthew 23. And he opens our ears and our hearts to this prophetic warning that will now be the opening statement of Matthew chapter 24 as he began to show the signs of the times in the days to come. And I'm going to ask every one of you, next week we'll be preaching. I have a special guest preaching Matthew chapter 24. Would you read that passage throughout this week? And you will see that we need to be prepared for the time yet to come. And that is why this message is so important on Mother's Day. If you're wondering, why didn't I switch on Mother's Day and preach something like Proverb 31? It's because we already know that you are the Proverb 31 mothers. But what I want to instill and invoke out of every woman now is that we need to become the protective force of society, because things are going to change and they're going to change rapidly, and if we're not ready for it, we will watch generations fall into danger. We're gonna have to cluck and bring them over. We're gonna have to grieve and mourn. Women, we're going to have to come to the place of realizing everything's changing. Even this electrical storm, everything is, nothing's ever happened like this before. Have you noticed everything that's happening now? Nothing has ever happened like this before. Are you with me this morning? If you're not, online is with me. Amen. Folks, there's going to be so many rapid changes now that we have to get ourselves ready and be wise to the words of God. The Bible is not just a book. The Bible is a life statement. And mothers, you have a knack of seeing future dangers. We joke all the time. There can be something on the step to trip the babies. And what will happen? First thing, mom's like, move that, the baby could fall. What will a father do? Men, what would you do? You didn't even see it. In fact, no disrespect, men. It's true. I've watched some stuff. Even here in church, I've seen fathers with babies, and I'm like, you can't do that. Your wife's gonna kill you if she saw. And they're like, oh no, they're growing up. And you're like, you're gonna be dead. Because women have a knack of not just looking at what's happening, but we look at what could be happening. We see what can happen if things remain the way they are. And so, ladies, we are going to have to open our spirit to seeing the prophetic future over this generation and begin to warn them, begin to clock them back into position, begin to pray so that they will come in alignment with the word of God, begin to grieve for those who become so rebellious that they won't pull in, and not only grieve for your own children, but grieve for the children of those mothers that aren't getting their kids to listen. When your kids are perfect, God has given you something extra, but that is for you to give something extra to somebody else, because something else will come along the journey where you need their prayers. So a mother's unconditional love is likened to the love of Christ. Because a mother's way of loving is the best way of relating to humans who can only comprehend in the natural realm, the earth life, how powerful God's love is in the spiritual realm, the heavenly life. It's a mother's way of loving. You can take a snap of that one if you want. A mother's an unconditional love. It is likened to the love of Christ. A mother's way of loving is the best way of relating to humans who can only comprehend. We can only comprehend in the natural realm, in earth life. But God's trying to use the love of a mother to show the powerful love of God in the spirit realm, which is in heavenly realms. And so although Jesus had been around Israel and preaching and teaching, he was broken by the rebellion of those who refused to turn to God's covenant or even accept Jesus Christ as the Messiah. And so he was warning them that God truly was mourning for them and still desired to have them come back to accepting his love. And he makes this statement in verse 38. He says, I'm trying hard, but you won't let me. Moms, have you ever come to the place where you said, I'm trying so hard, but you're not hearing me? Any of you ever been there? Where you're like, I've heard it. I'm done trying. Have you gotten to that place? Grandmoms, you know how it is. You went through it for your kids and some now maybe the grandkids. Where you're like, I'm trying so hard, can't you hear me? And that was the cry Jesus was making when he made that statement. He says, I'm trying so hard to get the generations to see the unconditional love of God and to come and embrace the protective force of God, but they won't let me. And every person here knows how it feels when you hurt your mother's heart. It's hard to sleep. It's hard to eat. It's hard to find a way to fix it. And you come to the place where you realize it doesn't matter who we are. Wherever you are in the world, there's one heart that you don't want to break, and it's your mother's. Is that not true? Because something is rigged in us to know mom cares so much. I mean, I've heard some moms talk about their sons, and you're like, who's she talking about? And you're going, from the outside, I don't know what she's seeing, because I'm looking at a totally, you go, my son is a good, good boy. He used to be, and she's describing this picture, and you're going, really? But you will never change her mind. Because she sees something you can't ever see. God sees in every one of us something no one else can see. Amen? And the people in Jerusalem, they persecuted all the messengers that God sent to them. But he sent those messengers to warn them of their extreme rebellious ways and lifestyle. And instead of hearing and heeding, they ridiculed, they abused, they persecuted, they even killed the messengers of God. Women, there's always been pain in the process of bringing people into right thinking. But we never stop. Women never stop. We're wired to overlook the attitudes of rebellion. And there is an emotional side to us that will grieve for the lostness of the rebellious. We grieve, we mourn, we pray, we warn. I remember when my nephew was in university in Rochester, and he grew up in the church, loves God, serving God. They go to university. That's why we have to pray, especially when they go to university. And his professor was an agnostic, and they fused that into their teaching in their class. And so he came home and he says, you know, we were getting ready. My sister and them were getting ready for church. And they called me and says he's not going. And she goes, talk to him. So I get on the phone. What's going on? She says, I don't do church anymore. And I'm in university. So we had a little chat. And then he did that one. The next time he came, he says, well, my professor says that God is a crutch for those who need him. Oh, you don't tell that to a mother. My sister said to him, you go back and tell that professor. The crutch pays his bill. She says, if I didn't know my God, you wouldn't be in that university. If you weren't in that university, he wouldn't be getting all my money that God provided. So go tell him God is a good crutch because he provided his salary. Young people, when you go to school, and they've talked you out of God. I see some of you there. You know, you heard those arguments. God is not able to help you. You got to help yourself. You can only help yourself so far. And when you get to the end of it, look how many people have been helping themselves, and what do they do after? They're empty inside until some even become suicidal. That's why drugs becomes their mandate, because without God, who is your everything? Without the protective force of God, who is like a mother to you, without the strength of God, without the peace of God, without the joy that God gives when you don't know what to do, without the wisdom that comes when God speaks into your spirit, you will never be able to make it with fulfillment. You will make it to be a millionaire, but never be fulfilled in your life. Young people, when you look at your mom and you see some things make her happy, and you're like, how could she be happy over that? It's so simple. And your educated self says, that is not even something to be happy about. And you're like, why is she so joyous? It's because when she sees what the Lord has done. That's why when I said, I see the evidence of your goodness. Because when we begin to see what God has done, when we begin to see how God, the one who provides, the one who takes the seed out of the pan and drops it on the floor so the chick can eat, then you begin to see God has provided it. Some of those chicks would have starved to death if that chicken didn't kick some of the food out. Do you know when it was plucking and picking on the floor, that mother hen was not eating? Did you notice that? Those that were wise saw it. Mother hen was not eating. She was pretending to eat so the chickens would eat. Can I tell you? That's what mothers are like. They will give you everything and leave nothing for themselves. But God, the mighty Father, is like a mother. He gives you everything, but his resources are endless. He will continue to pour more and more than you've ever seen before. So moms, the protective force means taking risk. One of my favorite Bible stories comes from this story that I've used already. 2 Kings 11 verse 1 to 3. When Athaliah, the mother of King Ahaziah of Judah, learned that her son was dead, she began to destroy the rest of the royal family. But Ahaziah's sister Jehosheba, the daughter of King Jehoram, took Ahaziah's infant son Joash, stole him away from among the rest of the king's children who were about to be killed. And she put Joash and his nurse in a bedroom, and they hid him from Athaliah so the child was not murdered. Joash remained hidden in the temple of the Lord for 6 years while Athaliah ruled. And then later on it shows you that they brought him out and he became king. I love this passage because this was a woman who was not a mother, who took a risk for another mother to protect a generation who would be raised up to be a righteous leader in the kingdom of God. There are times, ladies, you got to take a risk for somebody else's child when your child's doing well, or even if your child's not doing well. Sometimes when our kids are not doing well, we don't want to help somebody else because my child's not doing well, so too bad for yours. But maybe if you turn around and help their child, your child somehow through it will become blessed. When Joash became king, he was a righteous ruler, and all of Israel benefited from him. That's why I love this story, because it both speaks to the those who have not given birth and those who have given birth. The woman who had given birth became bitter because her son had been killed. So she turned on all others and wanted to kill everyone else. But the one who had not had a child recognized, I have the ability to protect a generation. And ladies, that's what we're called to protect generations, whether we gave birth to them or not. We protect them. We provide for them. As a hen gathers her chicks, so we should gather everyone in this generation and propel them under the kingdom of God. God tells us in Jeremiah 31:3, he says, long ago, the Lord said to Israel, I have loved you, my people, with an everlasting love, And with unfailing love, I have drawn you to myself. And Jesus is pointing out here in Matthew 23, there'll come a time when people will withdraw from him. But he's reminding you that he loves you with an everlasting love and will draw you with loving kindness. That's why this message fits the Mother's Day. Because only mothers know how to love you unconditionally. When everybody else shuts off, she's still there. When everybody else is given up, she's still there. Even if you're in prison, she'll show up and stand outside. And if she can't get in, she'll stay out. But mothers know how to always be the force that will protect. And so we today need to stand up and protect generations, because God is watching over them as he's watching over us. But he, the Almighty God, says, don't come to the place where I'm calling and calling and calling and you won't allow me to turn you around. Mothers, you're the ones that can warn, you grieve, you pray, and you mourn, so that every single one that is still resisting the Savior will come to him because of you. Amen? So very short message today. Generations behind us will take the next level higher. They'll take it higher or they'll take it lower. Can I ask you, where are they taking it right now? Where are generations taking the Spirit of the Lord right now? Higher or lower? Speak to me, church, online. They're only going to write it in the text. You have to talk to me. Is it going high spirituality or going lower? So who's going to change it? Who's going to change it? We're going to change it. Because the Lord our God is still with us. You know what he says in Deuteronomy 1:30? The Lord your God is going ahead of you. He will fight for you just as you saw him do in Egypt. And you saw how the Lord your God cared for you all along the way as you traveled through the wilderness, just as a father cares for his child. Now he has brought you to this place. And even after he did, you refused to trust the Lord your God, who goes before you looking for the best places to camp, guiding you with a pillar of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day. Deuteronomy, when you read through Deuteronomy 1, God is showing Israel, you didn't get to where you are because of yourself. I guided you. I helped you. I put fire in the sky at night, and I put a cloud in the day. I kept you going even when you didn't know I was the one doing it. So don't allow the generations today to reject the love of God. Don't allow them to reject the terms of God's word, which is his covenant. Don't allow them to reject the righteousness, which is right living, right behaving, right believing. Don't allow them to reject the revelation of the word of God, which is going to set us up for the things to come in the future. Don't allow them to reject the truth and believe the lies of the enemy today. And don't allow them to reject trusting God while they're trusting humans. Mothers and women, you have the capacity in you to warn them, to pray for them, to mourn for them, and to be the protective force over them. And how do I know you can do it? Because every woman has known the protective force of Almighty God. He says in Psalm 91, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God. In him I trust. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from every deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. And do what? He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Women, what do we have from God? His faithful promises. I see the evidence of your goodness all over my life. He says the promises are sure. The evidence is here. Has God been good to you? Has he protected you? Has he provided for you? Is he giving you wisdom when you didn't know what to do? Has he sheltered you from harm? Did you get to some places, moms, where you thought, I can't make it, we can't make it, kids can't make it? Did he take you through it? That's what's going to change society, is when they begin to see we don't give up on what God has done for us. We don't stop believing it, praying it, sharing it, declaring it. because women, mothers, were called to gather and shelter the young. We are called to gather and to shelter the young. And the young doesn't just mean those little babies that you saw there. It means anyone behind us is called the young. Mothers, you're a blessing to society. You're called to keep gathering. You're called to keep sheltering. Don't get weary in doing good. You're gifted. You're gifted to provide safety. You're gifted to provide shelter. And you're gifted to provide a surety that will cause everyone to realize that God is with them. Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your amazing, overwhelming, reckless love that you pour to us. Open to us at all times. No, God, I pray today for every woman worldwide and right here in-house, that, Lord, they'll be strengthened, that they, oh God, will continue to exemplify that same reckless love for others, because we carry your heart in that capacity. So, God, instill in each one. Lord God, those who have given birth and those who haven't given birth, may they remember they're still mothers in the spirit. So, God, I pray a blessing on every woman today. That, Lord God, we would truly rise up and become what you want us to be. The protectors, the hens that will cluck and bring them together. That will nourish them and protect them. That will remember that the same way you shelter us under your wings is the same way we have to shelter others under ours. So, Father, I speak encouragement into the life of every woman who feels broken. Rebuild her by the blood of the Lamb. And Father, we thank you for your good mercies. We thank you that your promises are unfailing, and we have proven them. So we give you praise in Jesus' name. And everyone said, praise the Lord. Praise God.
We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review it if you enjoyed. You can also help us reach others by investing in our church at ppclife.ca/give. Thank you again for joining us today at Our PPC Life.